Previously on the Cowboys Comeback.
I gave up on love and thinking my Mr. Right will come along. I like the idea of adopting an older child who needs a family.
You gave up on love because of me. I'm so damn sorry, Amanda.
I do want a child. And you need a sitter, and I'd like to do my own first-hand research of sorts by spending lots of time with a child. Holt, we can't.
No?
We agreed.
But if we both want to, and we clearly do.
I'm obviously attracted to you, but I just know this is a bad idea. I'm sorry, Holt, but I won't go there.
Look, I get why you're wary of Holt. But like I said before, keep an open mind. Even just a smidge open.
My mind is a smidge open. Otherwise, I wouldn't have kissed him back last night. Our hands were all over each other. That brought back some serious memories. For a second there, I was so lost in 10 years ago that I forgot I'm supposed to sit far away from Holt whenever we're alone in a room together.
Yeah. Good luck with that. You like him too much. You have too much history. And you're too attracted to him for that. You know, Amanda, the read I'm getting based on everything you said happened yesterday and the day before is that Holt Dalton is still very much in love with you.
How in love could he have been, Brittany? He just walked away.
Because he was going back to nothing, honey. Back to the guy he was before he met you.
Huh. Go on.
He was headed down the wrong road in those days, right? Getting into trouble with the law for minor offenses. No plans for his life after dropping out of college. No job, no direction. And didn't you say he had some issues with his father? So, he couldn't just go home. He had nowhere to go, and that's where he thought he would take you, Amanda.
You're right. You're 100% right. But I could have helped him turn his life around. He knew that, too. I would have set him on the right path. He didn't trust in that. That says something, too.
Yeah. It says he didn't trust in love or other people enough for that because of what he'd gone through in his own life. It's not about you, Amanda. I know it's hard not to take it personally. But his reasons and thought processes, when he left you, it was about him.
I hear that. I don't like it, but I hear it.
Well, I can say it louder, if that helps. But now, I gotta jet to work. See you later, babe.
Amanda cleaned up, played with Poindexter for a few minutes, and then sat down at her desk in her bedroom. She checked her email, hoping there would be a response or two from her post on the chat group of people with adoption queries. She wanted to have good news for Mel about the whereabouts of Beatrix Abernathy. A response. Dear Amanda, I hope you connect with the person you're looking for. I found a half-sister I never knew existed through this group, so don't give up hope if it takes a while to get a lead.
Not what I was hoping for, but sweet.
Josiah Abernathy's words to his young love, Winona Cobbs, filled her mind. All the determination in that letter he tucked inside his journal, buried under the floorboards of his old ranch house for 70-plus years.
Where are you, Beatrix Abernathy? Shoot, better get back over to Dalton's Grange.
Guess what, Daddy? I read a whole entire line today without having to stop.
I'm proud of you, bud. Your hard work is really paying off.
Does that mean we can have pizza tonight?
I'm dying for some pizza, actually. Join us, Amanda?
I'm getting pepperoni and mushroom. What's your favorite pizza, Amanda?
My favorite is just plain cheese, believe it or not. There's a great place not far from my building. I'd be driving right past it anyway.
Yay! Let's go.
Doesn't that pizza look amazing?
I keep thinking the next one out of the oven's gonna be ours.
It better be.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Liam. Isn't the pizza so good here?
I had like a million slices, and we signed up for the fun run. The sheet is over there.
I love running. I'm really good.
It's a mother-son event for charity, so how can we say no? Are you a runner, too?
Oh, I'm kind of a couch potato.
I can barely run half a mile, but I had a blast last year. Anyway, think about it. Hope to see you there. Come on, Liam.
Bye. I wish I could do the fun run, but I can't because my mom isn't around.
Oh, buddy, come here.
You know, Robbie, I may be a couch potato, but I'd love to do the fun run with you, if you want.
But it's a mom and son run.
I'll bet if I check the rules, they'll say you can run the race with me. I'll bet tutors are allowed.
Really? Can we check?
Go over and grab the poster. You're just the best, Amanda Jenkins.
It'll be my pleasure.
Amanda, can you help me read it?
Let me see. This event is open to boys ages 5 to 11 and an adult female relative, caregiver, teacher, or family friend. That's me, family friend. So let's do this.
Yay!
Hope you don't mind that I'm not very fast.
I'm glad, because I'm not fast either.
And when at last he did wake up, the tortoise was near the goal. The hare now ran his swiftest, but he could not overtake the tortoise in time. Oh, good night, bud. Who could that be, Bentley? Can I help you with something?
You Holt Dalton?
Yeah.
I went to the main house. Neil Dalton told me to come speak to you.
About?
One of your cowboys, ranch hands, whatever the hell they're called, is corrupting my daughter. She's only 18 and a college freshman. I want you to call him off.
What's the issue exactly?
The issue is that he's a troublemaker who is not going to mess up my daughter's life. I want you to put an end to their relationship.
Who's the hand?
Name's Brody Coulter. He's been in trouble with the law. Spends all his time at that dive in Bronco Valley. Suddenly, my daughter's saying she thinks she met the love of her life and that maybe she could take a year off. She's not losing her scholarship to Wyoming Western College over my dead body.
Mr.
Thompson? Edward Thompson? Thompson Paper has been in Bronco Heights for 100 years. Best learn your history, newcomer.
Mr. Thompson, you said your daughter's 18. So is Brody. I'm not sure how anyone can prevent them from dating.
Apparently, Brody likes this job. Threaten him with it. Tell him he either stops seeing Piper or he's fired. If the job means that much to him, he'll move on to another pretty girl. This time from Bronco Valley. I've said what I came to say. I'm a big donator to the Ranchers Association, and I think the powers that be over there would want to keep me in their good graces.
You believe that guy, Bentley? You said it.
Sweet tea and a scone for Mama?
For Amanda, yeah, thank you.
And oh my gosh, did you see that blonde guy with the serious muscles at the health club last night? Hot.
I have my eye on a few Dalton brothers.
5 gorgeous brothers. Holt is so hot, but forget him. And Morgan, ooh la la, ridiculously sexy. You should go for him.
I don't know. Do you know Cheyenne? The realtor at Bronco Properties with a huge chest and zero waist? Oh, she's got guys chasing her all over town. But she asked Morgan out the other day at the supermarket. He just turned her down, made some excuse. So he's no better.
Yeah, neither of them seem interested in anyone right now. I thought Holt stopped dating because no one could deal with his hyper kid.
No, I heard he's seen someone.
Ugh, like that'll last. My cousin Lulu dated Holt last year when he first moved to town. Ugh, he's gorgeous and a total gentleman, but he's a package deal and his kid's a nightmare. Never stops talking and has to be the center of attention. Holt told Lulu his son had to be his priority, not dating.
Well, shouldn't his child have priority over his love life?
He told Lulu he's looking for a mother for his son. She heard that and ran for the hills. Holt is seriously hot, but she knew she'd turn into the babysitter real quick. No thanks. No one needs a brat aging them 10 years in a month. Ugh, who could afford that kind of Botox upkeep?
You're talking about a 7-year-old boy.
Oh my God.
And before you tell me to mind my own business, maybe consider when you gossip about people in a coffee shop, you never know who's sitting next to you.
Brody, come help unload this, would you?
Morning, Mr. Dalton. I got this.
I'll help. And call me Holt. Brody, I'm just gonna come out with this.
I do something wrong, sir?
I had a visit last night from Edward Thompson. He wants me to convince you to break up with his daughter. If not, he won't make his usual big donation to the Ranchers Association, and he'll blame Dalton's Grange for that.
I'm not breaking up with Piper. She stood up to her father ever since he found out about us. She was strong enough to do that. There's no way I'll let her down by walking away.
You'd lose your job over her?
You'd fire me?
Touché. No, I won't fire you. I don't like threats or ultimatums. You work for Dalton's Grange, and that makes us Team Brody. We've got your back.
Really?
Yeah, really. Sounds like you really care about this young woman.
I love her more than anything. Piper makes me, want to be better in every aspect of my life, you know?
That's something special.
Yeah, but her father thinks I'm a loser from the wrong side of the tracks.
He's got you figured out at 18? Please. I once dated a girl from another world. I never felt like I had anything to offer her, but I was wrong. I had no faith in myself at all. I'm glad you do, Brody.
I don't know where it comes from. I live alone in that tiny one-room hovel above Wild Wesley's. I work there part-time, sweeping and mopping and loading the dishwashers.
I had no idea. If you need more hours here, Brody, I can take care of that.
Really? That'd be great. It would probably help with Piper's dad if I didn't work at that dive anymore.
You're a good kid, Brody. Just remember, you know one thing for sure. You and Piper want to be together. Just keep that as the baseline. Whatever you do, make sure all roads lead to that.
Hey, Brody, help me with this for a sec.
Come in.
Sorry to get mixed up in your business. Just know if you need to talk to someone, I'm here for you. And I mean it about the extra hours.
Thanks, Mr. Dahl. thanks, Holt.
What was certain was that Brody was going to put Piper first. Holt had always thought that was what he was doing when he left Amanda a decade ago, but now he realized the opposite was true. He hadn't been one-tenth the man Brody was now. Holt hadn't been putting Amanda first at all. He'd believed who he really was wouldn't measure up, and so he'd walked away. To save himself, not her. And now he was trying for a second chance with Amanda? When she'd told him repeatedly she's not interested? Damn, maybe he should just back the hell off. In fact, he'd do just that. This time around, he was going to put Amanda Jenkins first.
Attention all runners. The race will start in 5 minutes. Please begin to make your way to the starting line.
Where are they?
Amanda!
Morning, partner.
I'm so excited.
Me too. Where's your dad?
He's coming. He's just a slowpoke.
Good morning.
Daddy, the start is over there, and it's also the finish. So you can watch us over there.
Sounds great, bud.
Why are you here, Robbie?
I'm running.
Yeah, but you don't have a mom. How can you run in the mother-son race if you don't have a mom?
I have a mom.
No.
Yes, I do. She just lives far away.
That's weird.
You are weird.
Okay, Robbie, let's go line up.
Is Ethan right? I can't run the race because I don't really have a mom.
Hey, you saw the race rules. Mom means anyone who feels like a mom. Someone special in your life who's kind and helps. Do you know someone like that?
Amanda's like that?
Exactly.
But why doesn't my mom want to live where I live?
I wish I understood myself, buddy. Because you're the best kid in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now the race is going to start soon. You still want to run?
Do you still want to run with me, Amanda?
You bet I do. I can't wait. This will be my very first race. Let's get to the start line.
I hope I'm faster than Ethan.
We'll beat him for sure. And afterwards, we can go for a special brunch to celebrate my treat.
I want chocolate chip pancakes and bacon.
That's what I'm having too. That okay, Holt?
French toast sounds good to me.
All runners, please line up at the starting line.
That's us. You ready, partner?
Ready.
See you two at the finish line.
That was so fun. Best day ever. Except for the day I got Bentley and Oliver.
I had so much fun, too. I had no idea I could run that much.
You're really fast. Hey, Daddy, is that Uncle Shep and Uncle Dale? Daddy?
Holt. Earth to Holt.
Oh, sorry, I was just thinking. What's up?
Aren't those your brothers at the table over there?
Sure are. Hey, Robbie, want to go say hi to your uncles?
Yeah.
Oh, looks like you're all finished here. Can I get you anything else?
No, thanks. I'll take the check.
No, he won't. I'll take the check. This is my treat.
Sure thing, hon. Here you go. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Amanda.
Please, you've fed me so many times. I haven't had to buy groceries in a month. It's the least I can do.
Hey, Daddy. Uncle Shep and Uncle Dale are going to see Daring Drake at the rodeo, and they said I can come. Can I go? Please, please, please.
Hey, bro. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, folks.
Ooh, sounds fun. Sure you can go. Shep, Dale, you okay with taking him?
Of course. We can't have our favorite nephew miss Daring Drake, can we?
Hey, I'm your only nephew.
This kid, too damn smart for his own good. Well, you're still our favorite, bud.
Let's get going.
Bye, Daddy. Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
Bye, Robbie.
Take a walk with me?
Yeah, sure.
After you.
You're cutting me out, aren't you? You canceled tutoring yesterday, and you seem conflicted this morning, before the conversation with Robbie, I mean.
I'm going to be honest with what's on my mind.
Good.
You said you were done with love and romance, but I kept thinking maybe I could have a second chance here. But then I realized that I don't deserve it. I was selfish 10 years ago, walking away from our relationship to protect myself, not you, myself. I didn't want to get found out for the imposter I was.
Okay, I get that, but that was a decade ago. Now is another story. You're distancing yourself because...
I was thinking I should because nothing in my life is working out right now, Amanda. I need to focus on Robbie. Get him more settled before school starts. I need to be more present for him. And I need to fix my problems with my dad. Somehow.
So, canceling a tutoring and babysitting session with me is helping Robbie? I'm part of that get him settled before school starts.
This is hard, Amanda. I have to be honest. I'm trying to give you what you want. I realized I'm in love with you. I can't be around you and not want you.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, let's be honest. We're good together, and this can work, and I want us to give it a shot. So, let's give it a shot. a real shot this time. I've learned my lesson, and I want to be with you. And I have the feeling that you want me too.
Holt, this is very confusing, you know, right? First you cut me off, and now you want to give it a shot? Give what a shot? A relationship?
You want a child, and you adore Robbie. I need a wonderful, loving mother for him. Someone I trust. Neither of us is looking for someone else to give us what we need. So, why not give us a chance?
You're serious, aren't you?
Very. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I need to think. Alone.
I understand.
So, you're basically asking me out, right? Like on a date? I mean, that's how relationships start.
We can see how it feels to be together on a date. And that date can be anything you want it to be, Amanda. We can take Bentley for a long walk and just talk and hang out. We can go out to dinner and share a bottle of wine. We can sit on the sofa and watch Marvel movies.
You mean rom-coms?
I'll watch any rom-com you want.
I'm not saying no or yes. I need to think about this, Holt. I'll take the weekend to think about it. I'll be over Monday to tutor Robbie and babysit. We can talk afterward, okay?
I'm just asking for a chance, Amanda, to show you who I am now.
We'll talk on Monday. I'll see you then.
Okay. See you then.
Of course you're going on a date. And please, I'm not talking a dog walk in the woods in your unsexy hiking sandals. I'm talking dinner, candles, wine, a good night kiss.
I don't know how to just let go of everything I've been through, though. I don't trust anymore, Britt.
Paul Dalton is asking for a chance and one date to see. If you're at the restaurant, looking at him across the candlelit table, and some soft music is playing and you feel like throwing up, fine. Then you're not meant to be dating him or anyone else. But at least see.
I'm not afraid of the actual date. It's the inevitable. It's not you, it's me. This just isn't working out. I thought we could be what we each needed, but I was wrong. I just want to be like you. I don't need to get in deep.
Honey, I don't get serious about the men I date because I'm not looking to be a wife and a mama. You are.
And what if he hurts me again?
Then, Amanda Jenkins, your great friend here and roomie, Britt, will be there to see you through the heartache. And in time, you'll open yourself up to going through it all over again because that's life. Love is everything.
But not for you?
I've got nothing against love. I just don't want marriage and kids. Right now, maybe not ever. I don't know.
Ugh, why is love so complicated?
I know, right?
Hey, Mom, where do you want these apples?
Leave a couple in the kitchen, and the rest can go down in the cellar.
Oh. No way.
What's up, hon?
So I officially asked Amanda out this morning, and she said she would take the weekend to think about it. But she just asked if we could go out tonight.
That's great.
Don't screw it up.
Jeez, Dad didn't see you there.
Don't want to interrupt girl talk, but Robbie needs a mother. And Amanda seems to be able to stand him.
Neil?
Stand him? Is it possible she actually enjoys spending time with him?
I'm just saying, don't scare someone like that away.
We'll take Robbie tonight, so you two can have some privacy.
Thanks, Mom. I've got one more shipment to offload, then I'll get cleaned up and bring Robbie over.
I'm excited for you, Holt. We think Amanda is wonderful.
She's pretty great. Okay, I'll be back soon.
Holt finally got his shot. He barely remembered the rest of that afternoon. It was just a flash of excitement and cologne as he prepared for his date with Amanda Jenkins.
Howdy.
Somehow, Amanda never ceased to surprise him. She looked stunning. Her hair was curled, and she had on a blue dress that wrapped around her waist. He wanted to pull her into him, but restrained himself.
You look absolutely stunning.
My roommate's the expert on dressing up. She helped me.
Well, you'd look stunning in a burlap sack with tomato sauce on your head. But, wow, Amanda.
That may be one of the nicest and strangest things anyone's ever said to me. You clean up nice yourself.
She was trying to sound casual, but the feeling he evoked in her was far from it. He had on slacks and a tan linen button-down. She made an effort not to stare at his lips.
I had help, too. Morgan took me shopping as soon as I got to Bronco.
Well, let's take these fits out on the town. I'm starving.
As Amanda closed the door behind her, Holt grabbed her by the waist. She felt his breath on her neck and his body on her back. She turned around and he gently pressed her against the wall. They looked into each other's eyes, their hearts beating fast, and he kissed her deeply. She opened her mouth to invite his tongue while she released a soft moan. She could kiss him for hours, but then he gently backed up.
Now we're ready.
Wow, I love this place. I've never been.
Same. But it looked like the right place for a special occasion.
Buonanotte. La tavola. I will take you to the table. Some candlelight per la signora e signore. Che bella coppia. Ciao.
This is so lovely.
I'm so glad you changed your mind about waiting to respond till Monday. I don't know how I would have made it through the weekend.
I like how straightforward you are. You say what's on your mind.
I've learned my lesson. So tell me, what brought you to Bronco? I don't think we ever talked about that.
Well, after I got stood up, I found myself driving back home and realizing I needed a fresh start. I had a good friend from college who lived in Bronco and had heard such great things about living here, so off I went.
I'm very sorry that dope hurt you, but I'm not sorry that it made you available to be sitting right here with me.
I always go back and forth about fate. Is this day, this reunion, meant to be? Or did circumstances just put us in the same place at the same time, and so here we are?
I think it's both.
I'll drink to that.
They talked so easily. Holt telling funny stories about his brothers, more serious ones about his mother's days of recuperation and his favorite animals on the ranch. And Amanda told him about her clients, including a matchmaker whose success stories, including two lonely 70-somethings who'd recently gotten married and were honeymooning in Italy. Being together was just effortless.
Oh my God, Holt?
Huh?
I think that woman knows you.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Boy, did I surprise you.
Amanda, this is...
I'm Sally Ann, the ex-wife.
Amanda's stomach dropped. Was Holt's ex here for him or for Robbie? Either way, this wasn't how she wanted this night to go.